So I was reflecting the last Mass, how good it is to be reminded of our humanity. Around this time, I go to see my brother in Tennessee for the International Storytelling Festival. And in Jonesboro, Tennessee. And it sounds like it is a very unique event, but it's powerful when you have these men and women, storytellers, who grew up in families that were telling stories, passed down generation to generation. When you're in the room with someone who has a gift for storytelling, it has a power to bring together, to feel a common sense of humanity. And I thought of that in terms of what you're doing right here, generally and specifically, generally, church. This is something where God wants to remind you and me of our common humanity in a world that threatens to erode that sense, and where you have more and more isolation and despair. That is, people who feel disconnected from the human family. Generally in church, that's what it's meant to be. And I'm inviting us to consider that with a vision. Radical connection in the body of Christ. Generally, but specifically on this alumni weekend, where we just acknowledge those who have graduated from St. Teresa Middle and the legacy of that. So at the end of Mass, we'll have a blessing over our alumni. To acknowledge that great gift of coming back together. This is what God does. We scatter, He brings together. So that's why we need the reminder of church in a world where it seems like the problems are increasingly about division, isolation, and despair. So I'm really grateful that you chose to come to church this morning. At least that Mama did. Mama chose for you to come to church this morning. I'm grateful to Mom. Thank you, Mom. All right. So, today's readings, I see a common theme of a small crumb, mustard seed, being a tremendous leverage. I was reading Pope Benedict's reflection, which came from a visit he made to Palermo, Pope Benedict the 16th. And he gives that image of like a lever, a fulcrum, where a small amount of force can create a tremendous amount of impact and effect. So I'd like to look at the three readings and three ways where a small change can leverage a big impact. First is time. Second is gift. And third, third is faith. Time, gift, faith. Time, gift, and faith. Which of those three? Okay. First reading. The Old Testament prophets who have a tough job. Often the Old Testament prophets were sent to the kings, not to foreign nations, but their own kings, their own Jewish people who have strayed and have fallen, to the temptations of the du jour. Temptations du jour. It's like, oh, wow, look at those Phoenicians, they're so powerful, let's worship their gods. Oh, look at the Babylonians, they're so powerful, let's worship their gods. Oh, look at the Egyptians, they're so powerful, let's worship their gods. It's a temptation for short-term human solutions to the problems they have. By the way, it's kind of our temptation too, right? We do that. We don't admit it. It's like, oh, we don't have gods. And yet, how many hours am I looking at a tiny screen? Anyways. But Habakkuk, he had that uncomfortable role of standing up, not only to those in authority, but to his own people who were leaving. And often he felt alone. Like, here's his own nation kind of going the opposite direction, away from God. Here I am. What am I, Lord? One voice? Who am I? And in the midst of that, he's kind of lamenting, how long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry to you violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? By the way, it's beautiful that here's the prophet giving you permission to ask God questions. Why? Some people say, oh, that means I don't have enough faith. Well, come on, here's a prophet. He's asking God, how long, why? Why are you doing this? Okay. But beautiful, the Lord responds. Write down the vision clearly upon the tablets so that can be read readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. So here's the difference. The small mustard seed that creates a tremendous leverage, and that is from my time to God's time. That slight shift of being open to a timeline that is not your own can create tremendous leverage, and that leverage is peace. Because as often as you and I pray for something and wait for an answer, which, by the way, God in His sovereignty, He can tell you no. He can tell you no. He can tell you yes. He can tell you wait. Two of those answers we really don't like. But here's the thing. On my timeline, I ask the prayer, immediate, Lord, come on. And that means in the time between I ask the prayer and I accept the answer, again, yes, no, not yet. That spaces anxiety, all these negatives, anxiety, uncertainty, fear, despair. If I'm able to accept, Lord, my time is not your time. And I'm able to be open, Lord, okay, Lord, you're in control, but you're allowing this for a greater reason. And perhaps it's for me to grow in trust of you, that you will see me through it as you have seen me through all my trials. My time is not your time. Isaiah 55, my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts higher than your thoughts. And I would say, my time higher than your time. But again, accepting that, your time rather than my time, that's a small shift that can create a tremendous impact in your life. Second, gift. Paul to Timothy, beloved, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a power and a love and self-control. Timothy, Paul is talking about the ancient rites of ordination. But it also applies in the very also ancient rite of confirmation. I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather power and love and self-control. How often am I looking out there for a gift? Envy, jealousy, are unique in list of catalog of sins because you do not get pleasure from them like you do the others. Anger, you get the pleasure of power. Lust, you get the pleasure of lust. Greed, you get the pleasure of food. But jealousy is sadness for what you do not have. They're unique in the catalog of sins because they do not give you pleasure when you commit them. But here's the thing. How often are we in that boat? God, if I only had that, if I only had this, I would be happy. I would be loved. A slight shift. Gifts. Again, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have. Grammar is important. Through the imposition of my hands, for God did not give us, past tense, a spirit of cowardice, but rather a power and love and self-control. You have a gift. You have something very good and beautiful. And it's receiving that gift. Again, a slight shift from a gift I do not have and being sad at something you do not have, rather to an acknowledge a gift I do have. Not a spirit of cowardice. Power, love, self-control. Power over all the negativity in the world, all of those accusations, all those things that bear you down, your past. You have power to declare over that, it does not define me. The power over those words of negativity, those negative self-thoughts, you have power. Those do not define me. Or all the worry and anxiety in the world, uncertainty and things like that. You have power. Those do not define me. I'm defined not by these events. I'm defined by what? Love. I am loved. You're breathing right now. Proof that you are loved. That God loves you to give you this new day. You are loved. Self-control. That you're not just a randomness. Your life is not just this random thing where you are subject to karma or the fates or whatever luck or whatever. No. Like, self-control means to claim my life as a gift and to live my life as beloved and not just randomly according to the fates, karma, or luck. Okay, so you have a gift, a small word, have gifts. Third, faith. The apostle said, increase our faith. The Lord said, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted, planted in the sea, and it would obey you. How often do we hear that and say, well, I guess I need more faith. I guess I need more faith. I guess I need to pray harder. I guess I need to try harder. I need to memorize the Bible. I need to do Bible in a year. Not a bad thing. I need to read the Bible more. Not a bad thing. I need to go to church more. Not a bad thing. But how often do we make this faith thing your job, your work? Rather than, again, the small shift. Jesus says, mustard seed. Give me just the tiniest faith. I would call that a child's faith. Because how many of us are burdened by big boy or big girl faith? And that is, I have to try harder. I have to do harder. I have to pray harder. I have to go to mass harder. I have to do this harder. And we are trying to earn, to win, to prove that we're loved. When a child would say, help me, God. Help me, Papa. Help me, Daddy. Help me, Father in heaven. I've been mentioning, I'm trying to grow a sense and appreciation that God is still working miracles. And it's amazing how simple the faith where God does miracles. In fact, I want to bring someone in our church who has a gift for healing miracles. What happens is you have a faith, you have a room full of people, and the words are so simple. In the name of Jesus, be healed. And healings are happening in this church. I've seen it. God wants you to see it too. It's not more. It's not the bigger words. It's in the name of Jesus. Be healed. With faith. Okay? And again, so it's not you more. It's God more. Daddy. God in heaven. My Father. Okay. Three things. Which of these do you want to pray with? Perhaps God's time, not your time. Perhaps you're holding on to your sense of time and it's just creating tremendous unrest in your heart. Okay, God, what is your time? Or perhaps gift, looking over there, what do I not have? And it's creating incredible dissatisfaction. Okay, God, what do I have? Have. You have power, love, self-control. Or perhaps it's faith. Not, oh man, I need more faith. It's like, no, I need a child's faith. I need a smaller faith. Help me, Lord. Papa. Daddy. Let's pray that we may be open to that small crumb, that mustard seed, that can create incredible amount of leverage. Amen.